Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game In Podcast. I'm Willie Kurz, Nick, Mr. Retro Nick, and we're joined by Gaz, Gary.
Evening.
Evening, just the two of us again, but I'm sure you're used to that by now. I mean, we still have foot for the two of us, don't we?
Well, that's it. We have plenty to talk about.
Yep. So we've got a fair bit to talk.
That's it. Whether it's interesting or not is another matter, but...
Yep, well, I don't know what people think, but from what I've had a look on the iTunes page for the podcast, and we had two ratings. Did I mention this, actually?
Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
Oh, yeah, I did mention that. Forget.
Yeah, so the two people who listen to us, thanks.
Yeah, and for the rest of you who do listen but don't rate us, thanks again. But if you do want to leave any sort of feedback, please let us know, positive or negative.
Yeah, good or bad.
And just one little thing I want to mention. I'm not sure if you heard about this, Gaz, but Sylvester Stallone's son, what's his name?
I can't remember what he's died, didn't he? A drug overdose, wasn't it?
I'm not sure the details. I just saw it on the news and just thought, oh, crap.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a drug overdose, or a pill overdose, whatever they called it, in the paper this morning. Tragic, but we see too much of it, don't we? In Hollywood circles.
Yeah,
with your River Phoenix and your Heath Ledgers and your Brittany Murphys and your Whitney Houston's and who else? Michael Jackson's, they're all drug related, aren't they?
Yeah. So. Well, some accidents or some on purpose and some on a. Obviously, I don't want to start a downer with the podcast, but I just want to give a quick mention. So anyone who's a fan of Sylvester Stallone or not, our thoughts go out to him and his family.
Absolutely. And if you're listening, Sylvester, we love Rocky. Adrian! Right, come on in.
Okay, first topic of today is going to be about the new console announced by Android, the popular phone makers who have the Android phones, coming out with their own console. And that's going to be called the Ouya.
Ouya.
That's spelled
Ouya,
O-U-Y-A, I believe.
Ouya. Ouya.
Yeah. So it sounds really interesting. The first I heard about it was a video posted by YouTube reviewers who looked at the news and pointed out some of the amazing things that could come from it and some of the little downers. But we'll just start discussing that. So what do you think about a new console entering the market?
Yeah, I've had a look at this. Is it actually made by Android? Because I'm not sure it is,
Well, it's pretty much supported by Android, so it's kind of like the Android.
Maybe it's supported by Android, but it's not made by Android, because it's actually been funded by a Kickstarter project or a crowdfunding project.
Yeah, I heard about that, actually.
And they wanted to raise £950,000. What they've actually raised so far is close to £5 million. So they've gone way up and above what they wanted to raise, and there's still, 24 days to go on their... On their fundraiser to get their console off the ground, so they're going to get the money to fund it. From what I can see, and the price is going to be quite good as well. Looks like it's going to be $99 or around £65.
Yeah, £65, £75, yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's got a huge... huge expectations, isn't it? And it's going up against some big guns at the end of the day, Nintendo, Microsoft and Sony. Is not going to be easy for anyone.
No, I think one of the spokesmen said that they're not trying to compete directly with the main consoles. They just want to provide their own little console that's cheap and affordable for everyone.
They ran a survey about what games they would like to see on the Ouya, and the feedback, they received over 45,000 suggestions, and they listed their top 20, and you've got games like Time Splitter, Super Meat Boy, Need for Speed, Bastion, Grand Theft Auto, I mean, if they're going to be producing them games, it's going to be in direct competition with your Xbox, PlayStation.
Well, it's bound to be. I mean, whether it's tangible or not. I mean, look at the iPhone. That's not directly competing with them, the main consoles, but that's doing incredibly well against Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. So just goes to show this new console could easily take over.
At the end of the day, it's a gaming console. It's supposed to be a developer console as well. It's a hacker console. Sorry, wasn't that touted as being like a more of a developer console rather than a gaming console?
Yeah. I think it's a bit of both. It sounds really interesting to me, the fact you can actually they encourage hackers to hack in and produce their own games and programs and whatever they can for you. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I run the indie section of an Xbox website, Xbox Ramble, and there's been a lot of talk in the indie community about this new console. Again, Microsoft is the easiest place at the moment to produce an indie game, a lot easier than doing it on a PC or on Sony. The easiest way to get an indie game out there is to using Microsoft and their development tool XNA. Now, if this console is going to be like, say, a direct competition for that kind of market, that could be interesting, rather than being competition for, say, the console market. It could be more of a competition to the indie market, if it tailors to something like that. But again, Microsoft promised a load with the indie things, and in reality, some of it didn't come true, but it's still the easiest way to get an indie game out there. So we'll wait and see whether it could benefit like the little developers more than what the big companies, because the big companies are going to stick to the bigger selling consoles, aren't they? Nintendo, Microsoft and Sony.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
and it depends how powerful this console is going to be as well, whether it's going to support, it looks like it's going to support HD, but who's going to make games for it when they're making games for the big hitters? So,
I've heard it's going to have one gigabyte of RAM, which is more than the Xbox, and I believe the PS3 has. For the Xbox, it's 512 megabyte RAM, isn't it?
It's going to be. It's one gig RAM, and it's going to be a quad core processor. 8 gig of internal flash storage, HDMI connection, which supports up to 1080p HD, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and USB as well, USB 2.0. So, and it's going to support Android 4.0 as well. So, and you get wireless controllers as standard, 2 analog sticks apparently with a D-pad, 8 action buttons, and a touchpad as well. So, interesting. Yeah.
I presume for the cost reasons, it's probably going to be a downloadable only console where you download the titles rather than put a disc or flash drive in or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the pictures of it? It's like this little grey box. It doesn't look like it could support a disc anyway. It looks like it's tiny. But again, we haven't heard much about it. I haven't seen much about it. So, but it's out there, and you've got the money to do it. They've actually raised five times as much as what they asked for, and it's still like just under a month to go on that, so they could well raise a lot more, which would be better, obviously, because they could produce something better than what they could have done using, 20% of the money. So the more money, obviously, the more funds they have to use for development of this new machine.
Yeah, and also it can be shipped to more places more across the world rather than like going through a specific market because of only having a limited budget and can only produce so many consoles at a time. So perhaps with the 5 million they've raised so far, I mean that's bound to help it ship worldwide.
Yeah, I'm kind of sitting on the fence with this one. There's a lot of hype, but and it promises this, that, and the other. But in reality, we'll have to wait and see first if it gets made, and second, how successful it's going to be. I mean, you look at the console market now, and there are three major players, and it's going to be really hard and really tough to break into that, and even to take 10% of the market off them consoles.
Yeah, it's really difficult, especially in this economy as well, when for any other console to try and compete, whether directly or indirectly, with the major players. I mean, it's going to be tough, but who knows what happened. Maybe people prefer it because of how cheap and convenient it is to buy, purchase games and all that.
Yeah, well, we've had it all before. They're saying this console is going to do this, this, this and this. And in reality, I mean, Sony did it, didn't they, when he went up against Dreamcast. Sony said, oh yeah, our console will do this, 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 this and this. And then it didn't. They lied to but they won that war because of a few porky pies. So we'll see. Again, it's one of them. They've got the money to do it now, to make it. Hopefully we'll see a reality. I mean, what about this on live as well? That was a gaming console.
I've definitely heard about it. I've seen clips and reviews about it. It's supposed to be great, especially if you've got a strong internet connection, the stronger the better. But I haven't seen that much advertisement in the UK. I think it is available in the UK, but unless you go out and search for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's available, but it's not popular, is it? I don't know. I haven't seen.
I think it's got a fair bit of popularity in the US, but not as much as they'd probably like. I haven't really researched that much.
Mm. It's one of them again. It's tough to break into the market as it stands, simply because you've got some major players in there who are going to be very, very hard to knock off their perch. If they can at all, I reckon it's nigh on impossible to break into that market. Good luck to him if he managed to get the console out there. Good luck to him. We'll keep an eye on it. I mean, if it says it's going to be £60, I'll probably pick one up. See what it's like. £60 is nothing in, or $100. It's nothing, is it?
Not at all. I mean, easy money. I mean, obviously to some people that's quite a bit of money, but it's probably the most affordable thing on the market so far.
Well, yeah, you're talking. Well, how much is a PlayStation? £240. Compare that to £60. It's almost what, five times the price. So, and it promises to be a faster and more powerful machine. But then again, we've heard that all before.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed for them that they can actually get it produced and see how well they do. I mean,
yeah, that's fine. I mean, I know they did a survey saying, oh yeah, what games would you like to see on our console? And people have gone, oh yeah, we want to see this, 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 and this, and this. Yeah, that's what games people would like to see. But then and again, the companies have to make them, or have to agree to make them. I think they'll stick to the old tried and trusted Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo.
Oh, that'll probably be how it is at first, but if the UE does really well, or it shows some promise, and some developers like Capcom, Konami, and Sega, they might have a look and say, you know what, it's not a bad console, might produce a couple of games for it, see how it does, and then we might invest in it. You never know.
Yeah, I think the market, what it's looking at the moment for me, is the indie market. It could be an excellent tool for your developer to get games out there. I mean, for them, it could be a blessing. But for the major games industry, I just don't think that any new console is going to break into that, or break into it with a huge slice anytime soon. I think it's the three companies there are just too powerful and too strong at the moment.
Yeah, you need a proper powerful company to compete with that. The only one I can think of the top of my head is Apple. They could probably produce a console that could compete with the three major players, but again, we'll talk about that more in a bit.
Well, I mean, any other people who could make a console, I mean, these people there who could, and obviously you have got the funding to do it, so we'll see. That'd be interesting.
Now, what do you think about the fact that they encourage hackers to hack into it to produce software and do all this thing? Do you think that?
Well, I think it's looking at more of like the indie developers, the little people, and the hackers who I don't know. That's the way I'm seeing this console going at the moment. Not as a competitor to any of the big. In the AAA gaming industry, looking at it as a competitor for the indie game industry, like you've got your your Microsoft indie game marketplace, and it's the easiest way to put out a game out there for indie developers. And this, if this comes along and rivals that, it could. I think they're saying it's going to be free to develop games for this as well, aren't they, at the moment? So. It could be a major selling point, especially for the indie developers that don't have a big budget.
Yeah, I mean we could probably produce our own game and
yeah. I've been getting to know quite a few of the indie developers through writing for the Xbox Ramble, and being in charge of the indie section of that website, and a lot of these people by themselves or in a teams of a couple of people, not really big budgets, and it takes them a long time. It's maybe a years to produce a decent game or a half decent game. So, but it's cheap. It's the cheapest option at the moment for indie developers to put a game out is on the Xbox Indie Marketplace.
Yeah. So.
But if that's where I'm thinking this console could possibly go, could make the biggest impact initially, is through the little people, the little developers who want to get games out there. So that's what I'm thinking at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask popular titles like Angry Birds and several other games released for it, then that's going to be a good selling point as well. Have a console-sized version of it rather than on the iPhone. Sure, you can. Mm-hmm. Get Angry Birds on the PC, but I don't know that many people who actually play PC games other than Steve. He was on episode one of the podcast.
Yeah. No, see, I'm not a big PC gamer. I've always been a console gamer. The only games that I recognise that are huge PC-wise are your World of Warcraft, your MMOs, aren't they? The biggest PC market at the moment. All the MMOs that you've got, your World of Warcraft, your Star Wars, and Star Wars Online, isn't it, and all them types of games.
It seems to be the most popular on the PC, Diablo, Star Wars.
Yeah, simply because a console couldn't cope with the amount of people that could play it, whereas a PC and the servers can. If they ever figured out a way to put an MMO that bigger scale onto a console, then I'm sure it'd take off immediately. I'm sure if World of Warcraft suddenly appeared on the Xbox or the PlayStation, maybe in the next gen where they've got some more powerful consoles and they build servers around that can handle it, we'd maybe see an MMO on there. But at the moment, there isn't enough capacity for it to accommodate that many people. Yes, there are people playing it. Say there are people, there are maybe say a million people online playing Call of Duty in one game, but you only get 16 people in a game or 12 people in a game, whereas in your World of Warcraft you can get, millions in one game? Is that right? I've never actually played it.
I've never played it, so I can't say if that's true.
Assume you can get more than that. So please let me know if I'm talking rubbish. But that's what I understand about it. Anyway. we'll have to wait and see about this console. Price-wise, it looks quite good at a mere £70 or $100. That's the biggest bonus, but again, whether big companies are going to take it on is another matter. We'll have to wait and see.
Would you use the console as for an emulation for, say, play the old classic retro games? Because I've heard that there might be a possibility of having emulation on the Ouya.
Well, then again, you can get emulation on your PSP, can't you? You just need to get the firmware, don't you? You can do it with most consoles, can't you, now? If you've got the right tool, you can... again, with your PSP and that, you can get emulation. That'd be, what's this new one that's out? What is it called? It eludes me. The Raspberry Pi, is that what it's called? Isn't that like an emulator? Yeah, I don't know much about that one, sorry.
Yeah, I think there's a handheld device called the Pandora, which is made in the UK. I don't have that much knowledge about it, but from what I understand...
But then we've had emulator consoles before, haven't we? Didn't we have that, the GP32, which was... And that didn't take off very, very well.
Well, if they produce free emulations for the Ouya, then that's going to be a big selling point for retro gamers who aren't like purists or have to play it on the original Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo or Sega Mega Drive. Yeah, you could be open to playing it on modern TV on a modern console through emulation.
Yeah,
it could be a big selling point, but who knows? It depends how much support the console gets.
Oh, absolutely, yes, it will all depend on exactly how much support this console is going to get. Obviously, it's got a lot of backing at the moment. There's been a huge amount of people trying to get this thing started. It's got, close to 38,000 backers, and people have pledged 4.8 million, so it's got some backing. But we'll have to wait and see, obviously. It'll be interesting. Don't really know what else to say to that. Well, it's a waiting game, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm sure.
The other thing as well. Yes, they've got the backing, but when are we going to see this console?
Supposedly, we'll see a demo of it later this year if it does get produced, or perhaps early next year. Who knows?
So it could be a while yet before we even actually see anything regarding this console. Yes, we've seen with a lovely picture of what it might look like on the thing, but I don't know whether they've actually got a working test console or not yet. So, again, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, not much more saying. No thing. I mean, it reminds me a bit of Atari 2600 days, because back then you could make your own game for the system, because there wasn't much quality control in place at the time. So this reminds me a bit of that, but whether bringing that capabilities back to everyone to make their own game, anyone from dog food companies to your mother or your younger sister or whatever, then who knows, perhaps maybe it'll help it along, or maybe it'll just sort of kill it before it gets started.
Yeah, well, first of all, yeah, it's been announced, but now we've just got to wait to see if it actually gets made. I mean, that's the next thing, isn't it? And then we'll if it does get made, we'll see what it's like, and then everyone will have their own judgment on it. I'm sure we will as well. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully in a future episode, we'll be able to talk more about it if there's confirmation about the console itself.
It's always interesting when a new console gets announced, isn't it? And especially for gamers like us, ooh, a new console. And then you think, ooh, a new console, really? You think, ooh, initially, ooh, a new console, and then you think, hang on, a new console. Why would anyone go up against the giants of the gaming industry? But we'll see. Again, it's just have to wait and see.
Yeah. So we should go on to the next topic then.
Oh yes.
Okay. Well, this relates to about the Ouya, but this is going to be about other companies that could potentially produce their own console.
I mean, you talked about it before, didn't you, with Apple, maybe? Yeah. I mean, that'd be quite interesting, because they're a big player. They have obviously they produce PCs, don't they? And they have their iPads and their iPhones and their iPods, so they're one of the big companies who could possibly make a console. I don't know about any others, maybe.
Trying to think. I mean, perhaps one of the bigger game companies like Capcom, they could perhaps do their own console. I mean, they'd see why they would, but they probably have the money to back it up because of all the franchises they've got.
Yeah, then again, it's having the people to do it as well, whether they want to stick to it, whether they want to make consoles or just produce the games, because they don't have to do it because they're quite... They're successful in their own right, just with the gaming games that they make. They make some big, big games. And it's funny you mentioned Capcom, because I'm actually going to go and visit Capcom and play some of their games in August, like I mentioned last week. So.
Look at so-and-so.
But it's, yeah, they don't need to. I mean, the only people I think who could possibly put out a console is Apple at the moment. They're big enough to actually do it.
Well, I think, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on an earlier episode, I probably have, sorry to anyone who remembers me saying this, but I think Apple, CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs, because he passed away at that point, I believe.
Is it Wozniacki, is it? As it was something like that?
I think so, but apparently he had a meeting with... Valve, I think, you know, the creators of Portal and
Half-Life. Yeah, Left 4 Dead, yeah, them, yeah.
Yeah, so, it was, it sounds like a big meeting, because the CEO of Apple is going down to Valve for a meeting. I mean, that suggests something big, doesn't it? I mean, it could be just like huge support for games to be released on Apple devices, but for the CEO of Apple to go down, sounds probably bigger than that. Perhaps they might be producing a console between them, like Valve would produce exclusive content and games, and Apple would produce the console. Who knows?
Well, you never know. Yeah, but then you want more than one game developer on board. If you're just talking to one developer, it's probably, I don't know. And again, it's just speculation at the moment, so...
Well, I think Valve owns the PC streaming service Steam. It's not streaming, it's where you can download or stream, I think. I'll probably get this wrong.
We know nothing.
Don't
listen to this podcast, we're rubbish.
Yeah. Well, please listen then, just keep the ratings up. we can give us hell afterwards. But yeah, I think Valve does own Steam, the PC service for playing PC games on the, well, obviously the PC.
Yeah.
So that could be a potential for Apple to support Steam on their console device, so you can play like PC quality games on an Apple console.
Mm.
Which that sounds like a possibility. I mean, this is just our own speculation. This could be totally wrong.
Oh, I think it's definitely possible. That's. I think with regards to anyone who could possibly rival the major, rival Microsoft, Sony or Nintendo, and the only one that really comes to mind is Apple. I'm not sure anyone else could really do it, and not even, I'm just trying to think who else is out there. BlackBerry? No, they make tablets, don't they, and phones, but...
I mean, they could probably have the money, but yeah, they have the knowledge and the encouragement to produce a console.
That's the thing, you know, Apple, they make PCs. I mean, what about Toshiba and people, and Dell? People that actually make PCs and know about stuff like that, but I don't know whether they have knowledge of the gaming side of it is another matter.
I believe Samsung had their own console briefly at some point. From what I understand, because they had a console which was a built-in DVD player, because they had the selection of games. This is probably released in the US as far as I know, and possibly Japan.
It's going back to the old days, isn't it, where you had your Sega and your Nintendo, they were the two main hitters, and then other companies... try to break into that market like your Panasonic did, didn't you, with the 3DO, and Philips did with the CDI, and then they didn't last very long either. So it's very hard to come up against, to release a new console. That's what the impression I get. And for it to compete. Well, I'm not saying it's very hard to release a new console. Obviously, people have done it, but it's very hard to compete in the marketplace against established companies, unless you've got an amazing piece of kit on your hands.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, got to try and find a fair price and make sure that it's of high quality and has proper support and
things. You're a 3DO. You've got a 3DO. I mean, what's it like? Is it a rubbish machine or is it any good?
No, it's a really good console, especially with its top time. I mean, it could easily compete with the PlayStation 1 easily.
Yeah, but wasn't there better consoles out at the time then?
I'm trying to think, really. I mean, the Mega Drive, Genesis, Super Nintendo, but they're
big hitters, aren't they? That's Sega and Nintendo. They were the big hitters at the time. I mean, now Nintendo are still going, but you've got Sony and Microsoft. I just think it's a little bit too much unless they're going for the indie marketplace. Where they can help out the little people who try and make their games. That would be their biggest target audience, I think, if it's going to be like a development device as well.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, just trying to think whether the consoles were quite powerful at the time. I mean, I'm not sure how powerful the CDI was, but that could play films and early form of DVD, but it's on a CD.
Well, actually, I mean, Philips invented the CD and the DVD, didn't they? So, I mean, it was tailored for their console. Unfortunately, their console was a bit rubbish, wasn't it? A CDI. Yes, should have been good. We've had consoles that should have been good, but obviously weren't. Like the Dream. Well, again. Comes up the Dreamcast. Dreamcast was actually a good console in my opinion, but it's another matter. We've covered that before.
Oh, isn't it Neo Geo Systems as well?
They're Japanese based, aren't they? They were mainly based in Japan, weren't they? I mean, they didn't really see any of it over here. I'm not sure about the US, whether it was big over there.
I think the AES was released over here, but I could be wrong in that, so don't put me on that. I've got the Neo Geo
SNK, wasn't it? And aren't SNK talking about releasing a new handheld?
Oh yeah, we mentioned that.
That 500 quid one?
Yeah, 500 quid, which if would be ridiculous.
We haven't heard anything about that since, have we? So
they probably realised it was a ridiculous price to ask, especially when you can get emulation on any handheld device to play the old Neo Geo classics, or even the consoles if you're clever enough to hack those.
People still have got the capability to make a console. Whether it's a good idea to do it or not will remain to be seen. And then we'll wish Ouya, or whoever is making the console, wish it the best of luck. I'd certainly like to see what it's capable of if it actually gets released. So I'm sure we'll be seeing some stuff coming up at E3 and places like that. So.
Yeah, don't know if I'll... Probably won't show anything this year at any major events, perhaps like in the winter time or...
Yeah, well, E3's gone this year, it's too late for that, so maybe we'll hear something more about it next year, and whether they've got anything to demo at E3, so it'll be interesting to find out. We'll keep tabs on that, obviously.
That's probably most likely, but who knows, they'll probably have developed some demo units and they'll save the money to mass produce them if they think it's ready, but I don't know all the ins and outs of producing consoles, so I couldn't really say.
We should try it ourselves and make a console.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind trying my hand at developing a game, learning how to program, because I've heard like that obviously the Microsoft is the easiest way to do it. Learning their development tool, which is XNA, and learning the programming C#. I feel it's quite easy to pick up, and I'm quite a learned person, I'm not an idiot, so I can pick things up quite quickly. And it's not that dear either, so It'd be interesting to see if I could actually do it. Obviously, I need to get a decent PC or a decent laptop to do all this stuff on. I couldn't do it at the moment because my laptop's about 8 years old and it has panic attacks now and again.
Yeah, same sort of thing with my laptop at the minute. I'm sure.
It'd be interesting. I'd like to make a game. I'd love to make a decent RPG, going like a 16-bit RPG type of game, a decent one though. But whether I could do it or not, it'd be interesting.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, if you always come in out.
Well, anyone in their right mind, if they put their mind to it, could make a game. So if I was to make a game, I'd try and do it for my favourite genre, which is RPGs. So, yeah, maybe, I'll somewhere down the line, I might consider doing it, get some money together and buy a new laptop and see if I can try my hand at it. At the end of the day, all you can do is try, and if I fail, I fail, but at least I've tried. Be something to do.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of the games that, these indie developers are producing at the moment, and some of them are really, really good. I mean, really good. So
is there any other companies you can think of, electronics or not?
Sorry?
Yeah, can you think of any companies that deal with electronics directly or not?
See, I mean, some electronic companies have released consoles, haven't they? Philips did it. Who else did I mention? Panasonic did it. JVC did the Wonder Mega, didn't they, for Sega? There have been electronic companies that have released consoles, but I just think I just think they're wise enough now not to compete with the big hitters that are there, because I think it's just too big of a risk of being a flop. Because people, you know, people like, they're going to stick to what they know. They're going to stick to, oh yeah, I'm an Xbox gamer. Oh, a new console. I think I'll stick. With what I've got. I know what it's like. It's treated me well. And people are loyal as well. You get loyal gamers who will stick to their consoles.
Yeah, that's another thing as well. I mean, I think as a customer who goes to Retro Station, who's a bit of a diehard Sega fan, and won't go anywhere near the modern consoles.
Mm, well, that's it, and it's entirely their choice, and fair play to them for that. I mean, I like the new consoles. I do like playing them, but it's each to their own. That's what I say. Anywho,
what about Sky or Virgin? Do you think they could potentially make their own console?
See, that's an interesting one, isn't it? I could see Richard Branson just deciding one day to say, "Well, I've done trains, I've done Virgin TV, I've done Virgin space travel. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, yeah. Why don't I just make a game console? Because he seems like the kind of geezer who'll just think one day, well, I've been flying around the world in a balloon. What can I do next? You know what I mean? Just as a hobby. You could probably do it as a hobby. Mm. Think, oh yeah, I'll make a game console. If it bombs, it bombs. If not, at least I'll give it a go.
Yeah, he dabbed his hands in everything. I mean, yeah. They've actually produced games in the past, under Virgin Interactive.
Well, that's it, yes. I mean, there's been a lot of games under Virgin Interactive. I'm just trying to think of one. Speedball, well, I think that was released under Virgin Interactive. They've been publishers of games. I don't think they've made games. Have they just been game publishers? I don't think they've actually made their own games.
I don't know about that.
Because I know Speedball was made by the Bitmap Brothers, and it was released under Virgin Interactive on the Mega Drive and the Master System, so I know that one. But yeah, he just seems like the kind of guy who could one day turn around and say, yeah, I could make a game console. And he's got the money to do it as well. He doesn't need any crowdfunding activity to raise any money. He's got the money in his back pocket to do it. And, he could be... So Branson, if you listen to this podcast, get your finger out and make us a decent console.
Well, I'll support it.
Mm, Yeah, I'll give you a dollar to it as a crowdfunder.
Yeah, just sponsor the podcast and we'll get the word out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, mate. What about Sky? Nah, they're just a media company, aren't they? Media company. They're television and television only. I don't think they'd ever consider doing that. But Richard Branson, he just seems like the kind of bloke who'll try his hand at anything. Trains, buses, you name it. He'll have a go at it, I think. So.
So anything he could probably get good profit out of. I mean, it's possible. I mean,
oh yeah, absolutely. I think yeah. Like I said, he's. I reckon he could do it.
Easily, yeah.
Well, he's got the money to do it. That's the one thing. He doesn't need to raise any money. The other thing, he could probably just do it just as a hobby.
He could probably just produce an add-on or something, or produce a new Virgin TV box, which has game console built in. Perhaps you've got TV.
It's evolved, hasn't it? I mean, you've got the TiVo now, and it has been constantly evolving. So, he's just one of the people who could possibly do it, apart from Apple, maybe. And maybe get away with it, but this company, this Uyu is talking about it now, I'm not so sure about them, whether they could get away with it or not. Especially if it depends who the market, who their target audience is. If they're going to target the indie developers, then yes, it may be a good success. If it makes it easier for them to release their games, because that's all they're concerned about, the cheapest and easiest way to release their games onto the marketplace. If they're going to go try and rival Sony and Microsoft, then I think it's failed already, because I don't think that they're going to be anywhere near that market.
Well, any time will tell, but who knows how many more companies will announce they'll come with consoles. It could be like a whole brand new company, like some back alley somewhere in the world, and just like they produce a console. Or design a console, they get a little bit of money together to produce a demo unit, and then they try and sell the idea, and who knows, that could be the next best-selling console. You just never know. I mean, it just depends if you've got the determination and the willingness to go all the way with it.
I completely agree, you never know, but I think that the current console marketplace at the moment is too strong. You've got three people out there producing the consoles, and they're extremely big hitters, and it'll be very, very hard to compete against them. That's all I'm saying.
What about Disney?
Nah, they won't gonna do that. They make games, don't they? They make movies. I think we're just clutching at straws now. I think the only people who could possibly put out a console is Apple and maybe Virgin, Richard Branson. Maybe.
Who knows? He may not. Just probably think he probably already thought this sort of thing already. But seeing what the economy is at the minute, it's probably not the best idea to release a new console, which could probably be really expensive. Who knows?
Oh yeah, definitely. Anyway,
but for anyone who's serious about making their own consoles or getting games, and as long as they've got the money for it and a determination to see it through and produce some good quality games and everything else that comes with it, then there's no real reason as long as they've got the backing for it to produce a console.
Yeah, well, that's it. As Zach said, it can be done. I think we're going on a little bit too much about it now, but it can be done. But it'll be hard to compete. That's all I'm going to say about it now.
Yeah. So should we talk about films you've been watching recently?
Yeah, go for it then. You go for it. What have you been watching then?
Apart from TV programs, I'll talk about those in a minute. I went with Emma, my girlfriend, to the cinema to see The Amazing Spider-Man in 3D.
Oh, yeah. Any good?
Yeah, considering it's a remake, yeah, I thought they did really well with it. Some might say it's actually better than the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films meme. That's all down to opinion, but I thought it was a good version of Spider-Man story. I thought the actor who played Spider-Man, Garfield, I think his name is something Garfield.
Yeah,
and all the other actors like took some of the characters, even like the minor characters like Flash Gordon, who's basically one of the bullies to start with in the Spider-Man universe.
Mm-hmm.
But they even develop his character as well. Like even the minor characters get a bit of development as well. And also the cameo by Stan Lee, the compulsory cameo in all Marvel films these days. I'm sure any Marvel film from 2000 onwards, you're bound to see Stan Lee make a cameo.
Oh yeah, well that's it. He's the master, isn't he? I mean, my dad and my brother were big into comics. Not so much me, but I did appreciate the Marvel and DC, and yeah, I mean, I know. Yeah, he's like bloody like the Dalai Lama of comics, isn't he? So.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, the Godfather.
Yeah, but his camera was really good. And so the villain, which was the Lizard, I thought he was good, but not like fleshed out enough. They didn't like take a look about how tragic the situation was. Him turned into the Lizard and everything else. And it's not a major spoiler, but it does leave it like on a cliffhanger, not just like a proper cliffhanger, but just like leave it open for a sequel, which I'm sure there will be, like the Amazing Spider-Man 2 in. A few years' time, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's superhero movies are always going to be around, whether they're good or not. I mean, it looks like I haven't seen the latest Avengers film yet, but I've been told that's a really, really good movie.
Yeah, they're great things. I mean, I'm surprised myself that I haven't gone to see it. I really wanted to see it in cinemas. So I think it's still on, but it's probably only in certain cinemas at certain times, like late at night. So
mm-hmm.
probably wait for it to come out on Blu-ray or DVD and check it out then, see how good it is.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I've heard good things about it myself. So yeah, and I did quite like the Thor movie. That was quite good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good actually. I mean, even though. Technically loses power, so most of the time he's just like normal, as in like, whereas he's what's the word? Mortal. But it's still good development of the character and the universe, and good introduction to the character. So that I saw the films that would follow the Avengers, saw Iron Man 1 and 2, Captain America 4. An Incredible Hulk. I've seen all five of those.
Good, yeah. Well, I said superhero films are really good. I mean, I grew up watching the original Superman, and that was around when I was a kid. So, and the original Hulk with Lou Ferrigno, that was a TV series. So, yeah.
He does the voice of the Hulk in The Incredible Hulk and the Avengers movie.
Oh, right. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, brilliant.
And he actually makes a cameo in The Incredible Hulk, the 2008 film.
Ah, right. Okay, which one's that one? That's the second one, is it?
Yeah. That's the.
That's the one with Edward Norton.
Which
Eric Bana originally, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of the first Hulk movie that came out?
First one, yeah, it was okay. I've watched it on. I haven't seen the second one yet, but again, they're supposed to be cheesy, I think, because they are comic book movies, and I think comic books are supposed to be like kind of cheesy in that sort of way. So, yeah, they're supposed to have a campness about it, I think. I mean, look at the first Batman movie. I mean, that definitely had a campness. And I thought Jack Nicholson was fantastic as the Joker in that. So, yeah. Anyway,
That reminds me. Are you looking forward to the new Batman film? We're going to watch that, Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, I will. I'll be definitely watching that. What was the last one? Wasn't it the last one with the Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger as a Joker.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah, he was good as the Joker as well. Very, very good.
Yeah, I'll probably say, despite the flaws of The Dark Knight, I'll say that's probably my favourite Batman movie. I'm not saying like the original Batman was bad or anything, but I'd say that's my personal opinion. That
it's not the original Batman, is it? The original Batman was, the original Batman for me was Adam West. I'm sure I talked about this the other week. Yeah, I mean, I remember them movies, and they were proper cheesy comic book movies, and they had a proper campness about them. So, but yeah, superhero movies are all good. All good. Who's your favourite superhero?
I have to say, really, I'd probably say, off the top of my head, Batman, but then again, I haven't like seen every film or read every comic with every superhero. Like, I haven't like gone into all the DC characters.
I think I'm more Marvel myself. Definitely more Marvel. I'd be thinking, I think my favourite superhero is probably The Thing. Or Ben Grimm. I like The Thing. From the Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the Fantastic Four, they had a movie, didn't they? Or did they have two?
Yeah, they had two movies, yeah.
Rise of the Silver Surfer as well, so yeah. They seem to be coming back at the moment, superhero movies, so, and I think we're better off for it as well, because, yeah, always a good time when you go and see a superhero movie.
Did you see the Green Lantern movie?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was very good as well. I thought some of the criticism it's been getting was unfair, but apparently they are working on the sequel for that, so that should be good.
It was watchable, and I like Ryan Reynolds as well, so it's definitely watchable.
Yeah, but I think some people complain about his character, actually, but I think that's what the character's supposed to be.
It wasn't the best superhero movie, but then again, probably wasn't the worst either, so...
It was enjoyable to set up the main villain, and... left it open for a sequel. The characters were good. I'd probably say the only way was that what's the character's name of the one who's like sort of starts to mutate.
I've no idea now.
That professor, doctor, teacher, whatever his name is. Oh, no,
yeah. That one. Yeah, was it Mephisto or something like that? I don't know. Do you know what? I can't remember. I know the one you mean. It's because they have like the green. Don't they have like the what's the power of the Green Lanterns?
The Green Lantern.
Is it faith or hope or something like that?
Isn't it? I thought it was imagination. I'm not sure.
I can't remember now. But yeah, and then they have the yellow one, don't they?
Yellow one. That's fear.
Yeah, fear. Yeah. I'm sure it's faith or hope or something like that. I'm sure somebody will pick up on that for us.
Yeah, maybe. It's definitely a good movie, and I'll pick it up on Blu-ray someday, probably on the cheap, because it is a good movie. I mean, you compare it to something like Batman and Robin. I mean, no one's defending that movie, is there?
Batman and Robin, yeah. Again, it's watchable, but it's camp as well, and that's what superhero movies should be. Should be a bit of campness about them. Obviously, these other ones than the ones now are looking a bit more serious. A bit more seriousness to them, with your Dark Knight, it seemed a little bit darker, but back when they originally came out, there is a campness about them, and that's what they should be, I think.
Did you ever watch any animated superhero cartoon series? Any of them, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, I used to watch Spider-Man all the time. Spider-Man, that one.
Oh, the original, do you mean? Not the one by Fox TV?
Oh, no, I'm of a certain age, so it's definitely the original for me, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I used to watch them all the time, and there was a Hulk cartoon as well, and you can get them on DVD now anyway, so, but...
Yeah, I've got the Batman the Animated Series on DVD.
Oh, yeah.
I had to import season 3 and 4 to play them, because I haven't released them over here for some reason. They released series 1 and 2, or season 1 and 2, but I haven't released the other two. But that's a bit, really good series. It's got a bit mixture of seriousness and campiness, mixing them up well. So it's a really balanced story. So if everyone's watched that, it's great, and if you haven't, take it out. It's definitely watch a few episodes.
Yeah, I mean, people should watch films from when I was a kid because they were always good fun. Films like The Goonies, Breakfast Club, 80s films, and early 90s films as well. You can't go wrong with films like that. Yeah, Goonies and I'm trying to think of the other one. Monster Squad, I saw that the other day as well. Another camp film. Brilliant film, though. It was brilliant when I was a kid as well, and it still holds up quite well today. And you see, it's quite a crap film, but it's brilliant as well at the same time. The Monster Squad.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between, like, bad, really bad movies and movies that are technically bad, but there's some you can still find enjoyment from them if you...
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's campy or... Maybe it's like it's over the top. It's just hilarious.
Definitely.
But other than early main Spider-Man, I've just been watching a few poems. I've been watching a bit more of the Hotel Inspector. I'm trying to think where that was. Can't remember now. It was good. I'll watch some more episodes of that to see what other crazy hotels she has to go to. And I think I saw the... I'm not sure if this was the first episode or not, but have you ever seen... it's on Channel 4. It's called Beauty and the Beast.
No, I've not seen any of that.
It was basically, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a program on Channel 4 where some glamour model or someone who's really high on their appearance or really like, looks after their appearance meets someone who has deformity or or sort of something that doesn't make them which basically makes them a beast if you want to be crude and say something like that. But
yeah.
I saw one where this guy whose face was really like trying to think, what's the word?
Disfigured.
Yeah, I think it's some sort of is it NF? I think it's called. If you want to search that. So it's all down, but he was leading a happy.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah, there was an. Yeah, I'm sure I saw something along that. Yeah, and they got together, didn't they? And it, yeah.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. It's the guy from Texas who had the deformity, but was leading a happy life because after the death of his brother, he didn't want to hide away.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw something like that. I'm sure I've seen an English version, like a Page Three model, when getting to know and hanging around someone who's like who's been disfigured, whether it's been like through a genetic or something like that. But I've watched something along their lines, and they're really quite good.
I mean, you have sympathy for like for a person with the disfigurement or the genetic disorder, and you just like once you look like past that you just see like a normal person behind all that.
Yeah, it's all about personality. That's what they were getting at, wasn't it? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you look like. People tend to. First impressions that people tend to judge before they actually know someone. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It goes to the same about, it's always like, always harks back to the same about skin colour and things like that, and people making prejudgments on people just based on their looks and things like that. So, again, people are shallow though, aren't they? So, some people are shallow, and they don't get, they're not willing to get to know someone. And most of the time they lose out because the people who don't want to get to know are fantastic people. So don't judge a book by its cover, kids.
Yeah. Unless it's Twilight, in which case burn that book. But that's all I've been watching.
I've seen something along them lines, a program like that. So yeah, I know which one you mean now.
Yes, definitely worth checking out. I mean, I think that there's another episode this Tuesday in the UK around 8 o'clock, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So I'll probably check that one out, see what that's like, and report back and see if it's any good. So.
Cool.
But that's all I've been watching, so what about you, Gaz?
What have I been watching? Oh, do you know what I've been trying to watch, and I've started watching it, because it's on Sky at the moment. I've started watching it about four times this week, and I've either fallen asleep or just got sidetracked. That's Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be on, that's what I'm trying to watch at the moment. So I'm going to try and get watch that tonight. If not, I'll try and watch it tomorrow. So that's one I'm trying to get to watch. I've started watching it about four times this week, and each time I watch it, something comes up, or I get sidetracked, or I fall asleep. So that's what I'm going to try and watch this week. Regards to other things, I've been busy writing mainly, so it's I haven't really watched too much. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head what I have watched. Not much, to be fair. Oh, do you know what I've been watching that I found myself watching now? A bit of the Tour de France highlights. And that's simply because there's a Brit, there's a Brit winning it. Isn't it amazing how you get into something just because someone from your country is winning it?
Yeah.
Bradley Wiggins is winning it, and I started watching it just to see, oh, it is people riding a bike, which is in essence is truly, truly dull. It's not for me, but I've just been watching it because there's a Brit winning it and Vicky taps on it. And other than that, I would literally have no interest in it whatsoever. But because there's a Brit leading the Tour de France, I'm finding it quite interesting. And I'm sure the Brits are exactly the same as me. I wouldn't normally watch anything like that, but...
Maybe watching the Olympics, you think?
Oh, yeah, I think I'll definitely be watching the Olympics, I think. It's... Well, and it's in our country. I won't be going to the Olympics, which is unfortunate, because it sure would be a great experience, but yeah, I'll be watching the Olympics.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of the Olympics.
In particular, I'll be watching the rowing. And the reason for that is I used to be a coxswain for a rowing team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm quite a successful team I used to row for as well. I have a national championship gold medal in my locker. So
oh, wow.
That's my greatest sporting achievement. So I quite like the rowing. I'll be keeping tabs on that. I'm not exactly, I don't keep tabs on it in the sense that I watch it every day. I don't really know who the big rowers are at these moments of times, but if it's on, I'll be watching it. I do quite like my rowing, obviously, because of having my rowing background. It's something I like to keep an eye on.
Is that, will you see a crocodile?
Crocodile?
Yeah, after that nursery rhyme, row, row, row your boat.
No, but yeah, I do have numerous medals, but my biggest sporting achievement to date is I'm a national champion at rowing.
Very cool.
So, there you go. Some of the viewers didn't know about me.
Yeah, a little bit of trivia. We'll test you later on this, folks, so pay attention.
Yeah, a few episodes, that could be a competition. What is Gaz's greatest sporting achievement? Yeah, we could have a giveaway. That could be a question. So remember that, folks. I'm a national championship gold medal rowing winner. So remember it. You never know when you might need that information again.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyway. So I'll be watching the rowing. I quite like the rowing, obviously, being from a rowing background. I'm just trying to think who do you reckon is going to do well for us. I think that young Tom Daly, the diver, he's probably the best in the world at this moment in time, which is fantastic for what, how old is he now? 17 or something like that? 17, 18? For such a young, such a great young talent. But the usual suspects, haven't we? Mo Farah, the distance runner, he looks like he could pick up a few gold medals. Just trying to think, we've got a great cycling team as well, haven't we?
Believe so, yeah.
Chris Hoy, you believe so, you don't know, do you? Chris Hoy, Wiggins, trying to think who else is in there. Mark Cavendish, Vicky Pendleton, all them kind of people. Yeah, I love my sports, and I love lots of different sports. Well, football is my main sport, or soccer to our American viewers. I do love my sports, and because I used to work in a bookmakers, and it was my job to keep tabs on a lot of different sports. So I did find myself watching sports all the time. So if I wasn't gaming, I'd be watching sports.
Yeah. Somehow we turn this podcast into a sports podcast.
No, sorry, viewers. Yeah, well, it was more Olympics, wasn't it? So, yeah, I do like the Olympics. Again, yeah. It's in this country. So.
Yeah, better than Wimbledon, which is any tennis
over and over. Going back to the original question, what have I been watching? Not much, really. I've been writing, and I've been doing a bit of gaming. So.
Okay, so that'll lead us on to games we've been playing recently. So
games we've been playing. Minecraft, I've been finding a bit of time to play a bit of Minecraft. And just building, I'm basically building my Minecraft town, which consists of quite a few buildings. I've got a block of flats and building a skyscraper at the moment. I've made a pirate ship. And for those who don't know what Minecraft is, it's basically a voxel game, which is a cube building and mining cubes and building with cubes. It's Lego. That's what it is. Video game Lego. That's the easiest way I can describe it. No, but it's good fun. It's kind of a game I thought I wouldn't really be into, but then I got coerced into downloading it, and it is fantastic. It's addictive. And some of the things that you can create, I mean, I'm pretty much an amateur at this game, but some of the things that I've seen other people create are fantastic. I mean, I've built a football stadium, and I have a UFO floating above it. I'm quite proud of that, but I've seen some of other people's creations on Minecraft, and they are far superior to mine. So I've been playing a bit of Minecraft, a bit of OCD, Obsessive Collecting Disorder. It's an indie game from the Steve and Graham Smith, aka the Super Smith Brothers. That's their first release. What else have I been playing? Super Amazing Wagon Trail. I've been playing a bit more of that. Another indie game. Haven't played any really big major games apart from Minecraft. I haven't played any Gears of War at all. Mainly just been on a few indie games, simply because I have to review them and write about them. So that's all I seem to be playing at the moment, which is not a bad thing, actually, because a lot of them are really, really good.
Especially when you get them for free.
Yeah, a lot of them are really, really good. A lot of them are crap, like I've just done one which is called... what's it called? Mortal Legacies. It's a little RPG. Looks good enough. But it's too short. It's very short, and there's no story to it. But it's a first-time game from a guy in New Zealand called Mitchell Davis. Goes under the disguise of Ivatrix Games, and he's just learning. He's a young kid, and he's learning, and it's his first game, and he's learned a lot about it, and he's accepted the criticism that he's received. And he's working to improve. And as an indie developer, that's all you can do. From getting to know these people and him as well. When I've been brutally honest, I'm writing a review of it at the moment. I will be brutally honest with him. I've said, yeah, it's too short and it's a bit linear and there's no story to it, and the critics are right. But at the end of the day, he's learning, and he's had a go at a game, and at the end of the day, it costs a dollar or a pound.
Yeah. You can't really complain for that, can you?
Yeah, but the game really is too short, and it'll take you an hour to complete it, but it's kind of like it's a learning curve for him, because he is a young kid. I don't think he's that old. But he's again, it's his first game and he's taking all the criticism on board. So, I mean, we'll look forward to what he's releasing next. Good luck to him. As long as if he keeps doing what he loves doing, which is making games, then whether they're good or bad, that's why I'd like to try and do it myself. See if I could do something better. See, I look at some of these games that I'm playing, I'm thinking, do you know what? This could be better, this could be better, this could be better. If I could make this game, this is what I would do. And it'd be quite interesting to see if I could actually do that. So, you never know. Maybe when I get a bit more time, I might dabble into learning. I mean, I know nothing about programming, doing this, that and the other. But I'm a quick learner, I suppose. I could have a go.
I know a little bit about programming, doing a bit of C++ and...
C sharp and XNA, that's the word that was what you use for Microsoft. But yeah, at the end of the day, what's the worst that could happen? I might not make a game, but it'd be interesting just to have a go. That's pretty much all I've been playing. So what have you been up to?
I haven't been playing that much, but on the Asport, we can make our own tuning gaming podcast game.
Yeah, we could do. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, just I don't know. Perhaps I don't know. Someone's trying to close us down or something, and then we have to fight. We could be the two playable characters.
Yeah, Nick and Gaz, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, that's it. It'd be interesting to if we come up. So, I mean, the basis for me of a decent game is a decent story and gameplay. It doesn't have to be that fabulous graphically, as long as it plays well and the story's there. I think you can get away with poor graphics or graphics that aren't. I mean, especially if it's an indie game as well, it's not going to be your bloody your Gears of War or your whatever it is graphically. I was thinking more of like a 16-bit style game, but yeah, it would be something. Little adventure game, something like that. That'd be fantastic. As long as the story's there.
Perhaps that could be part of a competition we keep going on about.
Yeah,
suggestions for story ideas.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I'd really love to try it out and get a bit of money together so I can subscribe to the Microsoft XNA or whatever it is and learn a bit, buy a new laptop. One that can handle with what I want to do, and then just to give it a go, you know what I mean? Even if I'm unsuccessful, that I'm unsuccessful, but to actually just give it a go and give it a try. I mean, I used to dabble back in the day on my Spectrum, just writing little things and bits and bobs and that and that. Nothing too serious. I never actually picked it up. I mean, that was when I was 10 years old, so I was doing little things and that. I always quite enjoyed it, so...
Well, you heard it here, folks. So back to the games we've been playing recently.
What have you been playing, and Nick, tell us.
Honestly, not that much, because I've just, well, not been necessarily busy, but just have a fair bit to do and just a bit of my mind. But when I have a chance of being playing Infamous 2 on the PS3, which is a really good game. Been putting quite a bit of time into that story. It's great. It's like a bare comic book story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get to make choices whether you be good or bad. Currently, I'm going through the good, where you become the hero. And the next time we'll go through, I'll be doing playing the Infamous mode where you're like the bad guy, you do evil things, like anything that like, pisses you off, you can just like destroy him. Probably do the evil missions on the harder difficulty because you have much more powerful attacks. So that's my strategy anyway for the Infamous games.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been playing a lot of that and get to make quite a few choices, and there's a lot to explore. Like what they call blast shards, then you can like increase the amount of electricity you can store and use to attack with enemies with, so you can continually fire electric grenades or plasma balls, which you throw in and like explode. You can stick them on enemies as well. You got Furby stick on him, that blows him up and then blows the enemies all over the place.
Okay.
So that's a game I'll be playing a bit more. Probably after the podcast is finished, I'll be playing a bit more of that, actually.
Cool.
And the other game I've been playing, probably a bit too much but for my liking, but I've been playing, and I think you played a bit this as well, Gaz, Song Pop on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah, we've been having a good... See, I think it was, on the iPhone, it's on Facebook as well, I believe, as well, but it's quite good.
Yeah,
it's like, you have to guess the bands and guess the songs as quick as you can, as quicker than your rival, and you play against each other. I've been playing a few games with you and the missus and that, so it's quite a decent little game.
Yeah, not much to say about it, but it's free to play. I mean, if you want to, as you play games, you get to gather coins. If you win a match, you get 3 coins. If you lose a match, you get 1 coin, but that still adds to your total, so you can either use that to shuffle playlists that you don't like, any section of tracks that you don't like, or you can shuffle those if you want something different. You can, when you're being asked the questions, you can remove 2 songs, use the coins you've earned to get rid of those, so you can announce these. Like, if you have no clue, you can do that, but I normally don't do that, because I'll just take a random guess usually.
Yeah, that's what I do. It's just a random guess. If it's wrong, it's wrong. At the end of the day, you get more points for guessing quickly, so...
Yep.
If I don't know it, I'll just take a nice stab at it, and if it's wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah, and if you get so many right in a row, like you get 3 or more in a row, you get like it ranks you up, so it's a bit of RPG element to it, because that star system. So if you get so many right in a row, it moves it down, and then you can get maximum of 5-star rating. But for most players, if you've got 1 or 2 mm-hmm. Star ratings so far, but the more playing, the more songs get right in a row, the higher it goes. So when you get to each ranking, like 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 or 5, you get additional songs, so you're not like stuck with the same songs. It does take a while, the further along you get, but it's a good encouragement to actually get you to keep playing. And also the playlists as well. You can actually purchase playlists with the coins you have. I mean, I'm saving up at the minute for a couple of playlists that I want to get. I mean, you can obviously purchase coins, which you can actually spend.
Yeah, that's real money, though. You don't want to spend real money, do you?
Yeah, I could get 400 coins for £1.50 or $2. Well, I've just thought, I think it's better to start earning your way up, just keep playing and playing.
Well, that's it. It's just you're just buying it cheaply, aren't you? You might as well just earn your money as a... Anyway.
And looking to unlock some playlists, so I can get, you can get anything from UK TV themes or TV theme.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds good. Yeah.
Animated movies. You can get all sorts of 60s, 70s collection.
Yeah, I mean, the only playlist I've got on mine at the moment is, today's music, which I'm absolutely diabolical at. I seem to be good at, the classic rock and the 80s and 90s, but today's music, I've got no idea who some of these people are. So I kind of struggle at that.
Yeah, but after a while, you do get perhaps a lot when the same sort of question, you hear that sound, that sounds familiar, and then you see the name, and you know, oh, that's the name. But sometimes I forget or don't realise who that is, and then I press in someone called T-Bone or something. Like, who? So, I mean, anyone who doesn't know these artists, no offence, but it's just like, when you listen to songs, you can't, and you don't know who it's by pressing, you're like, who's that? But the only players I've unlocked so far is movie soundtracks, which cost 399 coins.
All right, yeah, but you're getting coins as you play anyway, so you will eventually unlock more stuff. So
yeah, the only way you can do it on the iPhone version of the game is to when you're selecting what playlist to play. I think there's an option, say, more playlists, and you can click on that, and then there's all list of currently available playlists, so you can actually click on those and unlock them if you've got enough coins. And yep, so I'm hoping to earn enough coins to get some more, so I've got some more variety rather than the same ones over and over again. I do like to do the movie soundtrack ones quite a bit, because you get the classics like the Batman theme and...
Oh yeah, definitely.
Definitely a load of fun. And so if there's any songs you like, after you've done the quiz of five songs, you guess the five songs, then if there's a song you like or you like the sound of it, you can actually click on that song, and then it takes you to the iTunes store, and you can actually download that song. Sometimes the song's not available, and sometimes it is. It's a bit of a mixture, but sometimes it just gives you... most part it does work if there's any songs I want to check out and listen to and see if I want to download it or not. But
yep.
It's a great little game, available on Facebook and I on the iPhone. No idea if it's on any other smartphone. It could be, could might not be, but
yeah. If you want to play me, viewers, I think my username is Lost and Ruin. I don't know. I can't remember if it's one or two words. Add me if you want to play me. I'm rubbish. And if you want to beat me, just keep selecting the latest music,
yeah,
and you'll beat me.
Yeah, I've connected mine through my Facebook account, which is RetroNate. That's two words. If you haven't got me on Facebook, you can add me on there, and then you can send an invite or chat challenge to play, and then I'll play it. I mean, I'm a bit mixed. Modern rap, I'm not too good. I mean, I can guess it because I've heard the songs being played, because a lot of people obviously like that sort of music.
Yeah, I kind of stick to listening to music that I've grown up with rather than new music. There's very little music now that I find any decent. Although I quite like Newton Faulkner. He's really good. I kind of appreciate someone who can actually sing rather than this all this manufactured bollocks that we get nowadays. Anyway.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all it. I've all been playing. I'll probably play a few more matches tonight if anyone else has responded to my latest challenges. So hopefully I'll earn enough coins soon to knock some more playlists. I'm hoping to get the animated movie one next, and then possibly what else?
Yeah, I think unlock a few more things. So yeah, that's what I'll be trying to do.
So it definitely encourages you to play more. So if you've got friends who are willing to like play with you all the time, they like music, you like music, then it's definitely a great game to check out. It's free to download, and yeah, it's a load of fun. Makes you try and do better each time.
Excuse me, that's a hiccup.
And that's pretty much it. That's what I've been playing. So any rant or highlight of the week for you guys?
What was I going to rant about? It was something that I can't remember what it was now. I'll think about that, because there was something. It's completely gone. Isn't that always the way? Thinking something and it's gone.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Highlight of the week. I don't know. I'm back in training, football training. I'm playing goal for my 11-a-side team. Back to training today. It wasn't too bad. I don't feel that sore, so... but then again, I don't have to do much running around now because I'm the goalkeeper, so...
Well, you saw it there, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm back in training now, so... getting fit again after the long summer off. So, looking forward to the season to start again. But yeah, that's cool.
Well, for me, there's not much to really rant about. I mean, the only minor rant I have is that someone's like... tagged me on a photo, and then I keep getting these messages every few seconds nearly of everyone commenting on the photo. I don't know why I've been tagged. Not trying to criticise the person who's done this, but it's a bit annoying. I've been tagged on a photo, even though there's no photo. I'm not in the photo, so...
Not in the photo.
No, so I don't know where I've been in the photo.
People do that just to show you. photo that they want me to tag you on it. I say, yeah, look at this. It's like, all right, yeah, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just getting loads of options. It's filling up my inbox pretty quickly. I mean, I have to delete 12 before, and now there's another 13. Well, nearly 13 other messages. So I've got to, I'll just delete those, because I can see some nice pictures and mint condition games, but it's a bit annoying that everyone's like commenting on and it's linking back to me because I've been tagged on the video, so apparently I'm somewhere in this photo.
Okay.
But to be honest, that's not a major rant, it's a little minor rant, I'd say. And highlight of the week, I'd say it's some latest console item I've got added to my collection, which I got on Friday, and that's the Mega Drive 32X.
Oh, you got a 32X? Where did you get it from?
eBay.
How much was that, if you don't mind me asking?
Not counting shit shipping, about £70 on the bid.
That's not too bad.
I was the only one who bidded. It's a box to complete as well.
Yeah, I've got a 32X. I've never managed to get mine working. It all powers up okay, but seems that, I don't know, I might be missing a lead or something, I'm not sure. But, yeah.
Yeah, because it's got all the leads, there's an adapter to play on the Mega Drive Mark 1 and the Mega Drive Mark 2.
Yeah, I've got three games for mine, I think. Virtua Fighter, Doom, I think, and FIFA.
Those are boxed or loose?
Yeah, they're all boxed. Yeah, they're all boxed.
Well, mine came with a game, that's Motocross.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, if you want to go for a full set of 32X games, it might cost you a bit, because there's a few of them games that are going to cost you a pretty penny. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Knuckles, Chaotix.
Yeah, I saw one on eBay not too long ago. That's about £100 by now, yeah. Box to complete.
I think for the main one is Darkseid. That can go on eBay for something around £500.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
As a knock, I'll get a full set of that. Let's do a little side collection, so if Craig registration has any, then I'll pick up some from him.
Yeah, it's not one I actively collect for, although I do have the console. Well, I haven't got a console, I haven't actually managed to get it working, but yeah, I do have a few games, and if I ever manage to get it working, or get a lead that makes it work, or just get a new console, then I'll start playing it. But, yeah.
it's
good pickup. Oh, actually, I picked up a few consoles this week as well. I've been to Retro Station myself. I know. I remember last week I picked up my ZX Spectrum.
Oh yeah, you mentioned it.
But now I went back and I traded in my Neo Geo Pocket Color and games. Took them to Craig and traded them in. Never played it anymore. And I picked up a mint Atari 2600 Woody.
Craig got two at a time. Did you get the?
I got the mint one.
The mint in the box, and the box is in mint condition.
Yeah,
another one. Yeah, the other one's in good condition as well, but it's got a few creases, hasn't it?
Yeah, you said it looked like the guy. It was the same guy who traded them both in. It looked like he kept one in the box, which is the one I picked up, and played the other one. So I mean, I got the good one. So that's tucked away, and it's going to stay in the box because I already have a 2600 Junior. So if I want to play my 2600 games, I will play them on that. I'll keep this in the condition that it's in. So if I ever decide I want to sell it, then I know it's in good condition. What did I also get with it? A few games. I got Universal Soldier on the Mega Drive, a 505 PS2 game, a couple of 2600 games like, what did I buy? Space Invaders, Super Breakout, I can't remember what else now, and also I got with it the game dispenser kind of thing. You put your games in, you click a button on the top. It's a crappy piece of plastic basically, but it's a good little item, I've never seen any of them before, which is quite cool. But I did tweet about the pictures of them. If anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, again, it's Lost Ruin. It's all one word this time, at Lost Ruin. So I'm on Twitter. And I usually tweet all my gaming pickups on there. I don't really do any YouTube videos. One, I haven't got a camera anymore, and I stopped doing pickup videos. So if anyone wants to see what games I've been out buying, then follow me on Twitter, and you'll find out. I usually tweet about games and stuff like that, and a few bits and bobs. So yeah, that's what I picked up. I've got a 2600. No longer own a Neo Geo Pocket Color. I now own a really nice 2600. One of these six Switch Woody versions. I think it was the second edition, the one that was made in Hong Kong, the CX 2600. The original one obviously was made in Sunnyvale, California. That was called the, it's a little bit different than the outsourced the making of them to Hong Kong. So yeah, I bought one of them. Anyway, go on, carry on, Mick. I was kind of interrupted you there a sec.
Oh, no, the week, I think. I mean, it's just been an average week, really. I mean, not wasn't fantastic, but it was a good week overall, so I'm just complaining about the 32X, so that's probably a future review, but I've got so many videos I want to do, so... So many, I've got a backlog of videos to do, so I'm going to try and get on with doing the Neo Geo Pocket Color review, which I mean, going on about forever. It is being edited. I did a bit more last night, but yeah, just do any more to it, so probably won't do any more. I won't probably do it tonight, but after the podcast has been uploaded tomorrow, probably working it more then. I'm hoping to get it out because of obviously, I'll be going on my holidays in August, so there'll still be some episodes between now and then for anyone worrying, but after when my holiday comes, obviously there's not going to be any podcast episodes for at least 2 weeks, and then when I come back, there'll be more. So I want to try and get some videos out there, because I've had some new subscribers subscribing to me, so anyone who subscribes to me on YouTube, thank you very much.
Cool.
Yep, so I do want to get the videos out there for you, but I don't know whether it's just... I'm not depressed or anything, I just don't feel like getting doing the videos, not feel like I don't want to do the videos, just like all the things like playing games and life stuff is just I will get out there sooner or later, because there are other videos I want to do, but once I've done that review, I'll hopefully get on to doing the Philips CDI review, and then who knows what I'll do after that.
Cool.
And I also got a few Mega CD games for the post I think yesterday. So I'm just checking those out now. Probably do a pickups video on that.
Oh, excellent. What games did you get?
One of them just opened is Wolf Child.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I've just checked the condition of the disc. A bit scratched, but...
Yeah, it should be okay to polish up.
Yeah. But not too bad. I'll still open the others, so... Wouldn't normally do a packages video, but...
Wolf Child, I can't remember if I've got that one or not. I've packed all my Mega CD games away, taking up too much room.
No, I don't get the next one out, that's Soulstar.
Soulstar.
Just check the condition of a disc. When they're all on the bid from the same bidder. Oh, this one's not too bad, just a couple of minor little scratches on the very corners of the disc, but seems to be all complete. And the last one, I know what this is, but I'm just going to open it up to confirm it. It's like a lot live unboxing, but on a packaging video. Oh, not a video, but on the podcast. It's like live on the podcast, but obviously,
on the podcast.
Yeah, this is the first. And this is one of the long box Mega CD games, and that's Ground Zero Texas.
Oh, yeah, Ground Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a shooting game? It's a shooting game, isn't it, Ground Zero Texas?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Okay, I think that the thing, the disc holding part's broken, I think, but the discs are inside, so let me just check the discs.
There's a disc, fine, it should be okay, yeah.
Yeah, disc one, few scratches, but okay.
Yeah, Ground Zero Texas, yeah, I remember that.
And disc two, couple more scratches, but nothing too bad. So that was one of the cheapest, actually. I think not counting shipping costs, that was about £2.50 or just above that for Ground Zero Texas.
Cool. That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all, no.
No, not bad at all.
Okay, not much I can do about the actual case. I'm not sure if there's any chance I can replace that, but other than that, that's all the picks up. Other than a few other games, I'll mention those in my pickups video later this month.
Cool.
So that's about it. Anything else you want to talk about, Gaz, or should we wrap things up?
I think that's probably just about it. I'm not sure if there's anything else I need to. No, we've discussed everything we need to do, I think. Not a bad episode.
Just want to give a quick shout out to Gareth. What episode was he on?
I don't know, but we'll get him on back on again soon. I can't remember. Do you know what? I don't even know what episode this is. What are we on now? 16?
18?
19. Oh, 19? Really? That many? Bloody hell.
So I'm going to try and get a guest on the next episode. It's Mark the 20th.
We need to do a shout out for Gareth, doesn't he?
He's going to donate some games towards the competition we are going to hold. So thank you very much, Gareth. Very kind.
Yeah, and the games he's going to donate, he's got some Spectrum games and some Commodore games as well, so if you're a fan of them, yeah, he'll send you a selection of 10 games, a random selection of 10 games, and we'll come up with a question or something for a competition, so that'll be quite fun, and then we'll obviously come up with ours as well.
Yeah.
We've got some, we're still thinking about it, and what sort of competition we can do, but yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely me and Gaz will get together some point and just sit down and discuss
it. Yeah, we can probably meet up at the weekend and have a drink and discuss it.
Yep.
Cool and groovy.
Okay, thanks for being on as usual, Gaz.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Yep, same here. And everyone else, thank you very much for listening, and hopefully next episode
we'll have a guest. See you next week, viewers.
Yep, for the 20th episode, so what's going to happen then?
Happy gaming.
Okay, thanks everyone, and take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good stuff.